The sun. This is its waves crashing and eruptions translated into sound by the Stanford Hansen Experimental Physics Lab. Humanity's existence relies on the sun, but we know very little about it, says Jim Garvin, chief scientist for NASA's Goddard Space Center.
We're going to a place that is virtually unexplored. It's a new frontier.
The Parker Solar Probe will fly at 433,000 miles per hour to within 4 million miles of the surface, closer than any other mission. Scientists want to learn about the processes of the sun, how it transfers energy to the corona, the structure of its plasma and magnetic fields, and its influence on the solar wind. It may inform scientists about space weather. Getting to the source will help them better understand when the Earth will be bombarded with radiation that sometimes interferes with satellites, radio signals, and the electrical grid. Garvin says the flight is one of the most elaborate trajectories conceived, with 24 orbits of the sun using 7 gravity assists from Venus.
It's a quick dance into that special region of the sun that we need to sample, explore, measure, and get to know, because it's where all the good stuff happens.
Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.